Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A juror in the Derek Chauvin murder trial of George Floyd may have given the former Minneapolis police officer justification for a new trial. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Brandon Mitchell, a juror in the Derek Chauvin trial, may have jeopardized a guilty verdict by attending a rally last year and wearing a Get Your Knee Off Our Neck /BLM t-shirt, raising questions about whether he told the truth during jury selection. Mitchell, known as Juror 52, told Minneapolis news outlets Monday that he attended the August 28th march in Washington, D.C., featuring speeches by George Floyd's siblings, while a photo circulating online of him and his cousin show the t-shirt as well as a Black Lives Matter hat.
Even though he was found guilty of three counts, under Minnesota statutes, he'll only be sentenced on the most serious one, second-degree murder. Mr. Chauvin will be sentenced at 2:30 p.m. Eastern, June 25th. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
A New Jersey school nurse who claimed masks were dangerous for children has been suspended. Erin Pine refused to wear a mask herself and said that masks were ineffective in protecting against the spread of COVID-19 among students. Ms. Pine tells Fox News why she disagrees with the mask mandate.
Well, I was witnessing children being harmed by these masks on a multifactorial level. So I've seen kids come in with all kinds of dirty masks, the same mask for weeks. Surgical masks that have food and dirt on them. And I had a student come to me. He came to the nurse's office and said he couldn't breathe. He was wearing a bandana type of mask that was tied around his neck. And another nurse was with me at the time. And we said, okay, let's take it off and we'll give you a surgical mask. And he said, I can't take this mask off. I've been wearing it for 2 weeks.
Her bosses at Stafford Township School District have taken action against her, as Erin has been suspended without pay, pending the outcome of a hearing scheduled for May 10th. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
A Belgium farmer moving a stone in his field has created an international incident. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A farmer in Belgium may have accidentally started an international incident by moving a stone. The farmer, annoyed that the rock was in the way of his tractor, pushed it about 7 feet to the side to allow him to continue working his field near the Belgian village of Eerkewennis. However, the stone in question was a marker laying out the border between Belgium and France. The marker dates back to 1819 when the border between the two nations was first drawn out. Local authorities say they'll get in touch with the farmer and ask him to replace the stone marker.
Belgium hosts the European Union and NATO. It is located between the Netherlands and France. The U.S. birth rate fell 4% last year, the largest single-year decrease in nearly 50 years, according to a government report being released tomorrow. The rate dropped for moms of every major race and ethnicity, falling to the lowest point since federal health officials started tracking it more than a century ago. Births have been declining in younger women for years, as many postponed motherhood and had smaller families. Birth rates for women in their 30s and 40s have been inching up, but not last year. Some cite the pandemic as another reason for the drop. A woman who went missing nearly 6 months ago was found living in a tent in a national forest in Utah, sustaining on a diet including grass and moss, after a drone searching for her crashed nearby. The 47-year-old, who wasn't publicly identified, was discovered Sunday in a remote campground of the Uttawasaskash National Forest. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? Man, I'm telling you, in light of all that we're dealing with right now, cancel culture, the influencers, I mean, we've got an archbishop now, I think, on one side. I mean, and some might say, you know, canceling pro-abortionist Catholics and putting out an advisement, including Nancy Pelosi's diocese, and saying, look, at these bishops, they don't want Catholics that are pretend Catholics that think that somehow they can be fast and loose with their faith and the principles and still receive Holy Communion. And I say, hey, you know, thank God this has been a long time coming and that's come out. But, you know, we've got cancel culture abounding to such a degree here that we need to have just a little bit of discernment as to what we're canceling. We want to make sure we're not, you know, canceling muscle, right? Rick Manning, he knows all about canceling muscle. He's on top of all this stuff. And he keeps us out of trouble, and he joins us now. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Rick, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I just, you know, it's interesting how this is all, this cancel culture is really, it seems like it's coming to the head, because when you got the Catholic Church now, you know, getting involved in this cancel culture and calling it out, you know, and then also you've got, you know, Donald Trump coming back on the scene, whether or not Facebook, you know, which is ridiculous. I can't even believe we're talking about a former president not having access to social media. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. It's a, you know, listen, Bill, the fact of the matter is the one thing the left can't afford to have is an actual debate about the direction the country should go. They can't afford to have people get up in college campuses and talk about alternatives to the Marxist dialectic. Marxism thrives when there is a forced ignorance about other alternatives. So there's a general acceptance of the pathway to slavery. And so when people stand up and provide alternatives and talk about freedom and the like, they're dangerous to those who want to control people's lives. And that's why you have the cancel culture. But, you know, it's the danger point for me in this whole thing is the intimidation by the federal government, particularly Department of Justice, Homeland Security, to some extent. But the Department of Justice has done some things that are just outrageous. We've all followed the Rudy Giuliani being, you know, his
right.
The raid,
the raid
on his
6 a.m. raid,
6 a.m. Yeah. A bunch of basically, you know, they're coming in to get his electronic devices, things that have been around for months. And suddenly they're going to come in and raid his house in some kind of dramatic fashion to try to make a big splash in the media.
Exactly. And of course, this is after Rick that he had offered. He offered. He says, "Hey, I'll meet with you. I'll bring the stuff in. You want to do that?"
Yeah. Yeah. You told me. You know, everything they needed. So it was so it was all about the TV cameras. We know that, or I don't know, their TV cameras. It was all about the headlines, and we know that because somebody, unless the Washington Post just made this up, which is also possible, somebody in that U.S. Attorney's office leaked to the Washington Post that the FBI had briefed Giuliani about the need to stay away from about some of the problems in Russia, and in 2019 they leaked that they briefed both him and OAN, the television network, about this. Additionally, they threw Ron Johnson, Senator Ron Johnson's name into the mix at some point, and the problem is they never did. And so the whole hook on this, why, you know, Giuliani's guilty because he ignored the advice of the smart people in the federal bureaucracy to, you know, steer clear of certain individuals. That was all a lie. And yet that was the driver of the narrative, to justify why they had to go in and take such dramatic actions. So yeah, we're in a dangerous situation.
Well, for a sense of fairness, and quite revealing, though, Rick, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you here, but really quick, in the sense of fairness and fair play, we never hear about this on Democrats. I mean, I don't hear of a warning, you know, from John Kerry. If any warning went to John Kerry for his intrusionary behavior, and of course we're finding out more and more about it, and he's still in a lot of hot water. But of course, the Democrats have a way of putting ice in that water, so it'll calm the heat down a bit on him. But what he did, I thought, was much more severe and intrusive than General Flynn. Don't you?
Oh, by exponentially more, and what he did was exponentially worse than what General Flynn allegedly did. I mean, what General Flynn did was just recap. What he did was he was the guy who the incoming president tapped to be his incoming national security advisor. As such, he had every right to talk to foreign leaders, to talk to the government of Russia and the like, and to kind of start dialogue, because that's the transition process. The transition process is, in fact, that kind of conversion over. And he ends up getting his life ruined based on a lie, essentially. And the lie wasn't his. The lie was by Comey, who sent some people in to interview him. And he didn't say anything wrong. But they threatened his family. They threatened a whole lot of people, and he was running out of money. And so he basically pled out so he could get out of the so he could get his family out of the problem, because he just threatened his family and said, "Okay, we may not be able to get you, but we're going to take
it." It was forced coercion. I mean, why don't you just waterboard the guy on primetime television?
That's a great analogy. And so, you know, that whole thing unwinds. John Kerry met with, during the Trump administration, in the midst of Trump negotiations with Iran, John Kerry met with Iran and met with the foreign minister and effectively submarined the negotiations. The fact that we have the nuclear problem we have right now in Iran is directly a result of John Kerry's actions.
Right.
Because we don't get to know the counterfactual. What we do know is that there were negotiations going on behind the scenes to try where the mullahs desperately wanted to get out from under the sanctions that the President Trump had imposed.
Right.
And he was doing the art of the deal to try to get the upper hand, so they would in fact give up their aspirations for to be a nuclear power. And John Kerry intervened illegally. And, you know, you don't get to go in and negotiate your own deal when you're not the elected president of the United States. You're not the elected emissary of the elected officials.
Well, this is what the Logan Act was about, is to protect the integrity of the administration du jour. And you can't go in and undermine. And what he did was, boy, you talk about
It was treason. What he did.
That's what I was going to say. That's the word. It was treasonous. But, you know, what do you expect from John Kerry? Like, he has been, you know, the most loyal patriot of all citizens, the guy who comes back from Vietnam with all these faux stories and, you know, all this drama, throwing his medals away, and somehow he weasels his way into Congress. And, you know, where he is today, I mean, it's disgusting, to say the least. We've got more from Rick after this. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hi, I'm Don Shank, here with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. The National Day of Prayer is May 6th, and the Tide Ministry is pleased to be working alongside local and national ministries as we each do our part to spread the Word of God. The Tide Ministry began 75 years ago as a local gospel broadcast in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. And I wonder if our founder ever imagined how that broadcast would grow. But God knew, and He has blessed us through the prayers of local partners. The National Day of Prayer is an opportunity to give thanks for our American supporters and lift up the churches and ministries working here in America. We're grateful that through the Spirit we may know Christ and together share His love with others in our hometowns, in our country, and across the world. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is cooperatively sharing the love of Christ around the globe, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, welcome back. Fresh and independent we are at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I'll tell you, you know, more and more as we hold on to that and that principle of being independent, I'm so grateful for the networks that carry the show. Because, believe it or not, I mean, there's some people, what we talk about, you know, Rick Manning, I've had so many guests come on and go, you can actually talk about that? And they go, Well, yeah, it's the truth. And, you know, whether it has to do with issues of faith or, you know, particularly with our government and that sort of thing. Yes, we're you know, we are trying to get down to the bottom of this. And yes, we're not going to be, you know, intimidated by the cancel culture and intimidated by those forces. Like right now, what you've been reporting on is the Department of Justice civil rights abuses. I mean, the very thing that Hillary Clinton mentioned in her presidential campaign in one of the debates with Donald Trump, you know, she brought up out of nowhere this idea, the weaponization of the government against political foes. And I said, where's that coming from? And then you start looking and realizing, you know, ever since then and then even before then, you look back and you say, well, these little sneaky Democrats, this is what they do. And she brings it up and is trying to put that on Donald Trump and put it on, you know, Republicans. You know, Republicans just don't think that way. It's the Democrats that say, look, if you go against us, you got hell to pay. You know, you're going to get canceled. And anymore now, it's not enough just to get canceled. Is they want you like close to dead as possible in suffering. You're out of a job. You have no future. And you can't even go and do tacos on Cinco de Mayo at Taco Bell.
Well, nobody's stopping me from doing that, but here I'm getting my tacos from Taco Bell today. But nonetheless, I will tell you the thing that we talked about Giuliani in the first segment, but you know what bothers me even more than the Giuliani case? It's the couple in Homer, Alaska who who attended the January 6th rally. Mm-hmm. And the cap at the White House, mm-hmm. but didn't ever go into the Capitol building. Okay, using facial recognition software, the woman who was there made the mistake of taking a selfie and posting it on Facebook. The FBI used facial recognition software to identify her as a woman who they had on camera, who they were looking for based upon her. They were looking for Nancy Pelosi's laptop. So they don't come by and say and, you know, do a visit, sit down and talk about it and try to figure out what's going on and do a, you know, kind of like you would do with anybody in a normal circumstance. No, it's at 9 a.m. in Homer, Alaska, seven agents armed to the teeth, kicking her door, no knock warrant, come busting in. It happens to be a hotel that they run, like a little bed and breakfast hotel. They put two of the guests in the hotel in handcuffs. They put the husband in handcuffs. They put the wife in handcuffs. They interrogate them for 2.5-3 hours. Mm. And they determine that, oh, it wasn't her. Well,
oops.
You know what? Oops.
Yeah.
But didn't we just go through this whole Breonna Taylor thing not too long ago and have streets aflame because of a no-knock warrant, which the person was inside shoots at the police as somebody breaks into your house, then kind of have a right to do that. And then Breonna Taylor ends up dying. It doesn't matter if Breonna Taylor was guilty of something or not. The fact is it's a technique used to try to catch people off guard. Exactly. And it's and typically dangerous people. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? This was a couple running a bed and breakfast in Homer, Alaska.
Right, exactly.
So, and if they can, if the FBI, and oh, by the way, the FBI had months to figure this out, mm-hmm. and they still got it wrong. The picture kind of looks like her, but it isn't.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they showed the picture to her husband. He says, my wife's a lot prettier than that. So it's a
good answer.
Actually, smart guy, great answer. But, but anyway,
yeah.
The point is, they're out of control. Well, they go after Rudy Giuliani in Manhattan, a very high-profile person, and a couple who nobody should know about, who's just living their lives, who participated in a rally for Donald Trump in Washington, D.C., exercising their First Amendment rights.
Exactly.
They go after Homer, Alaska. If you're not safe in Homer, Alaska,
forget it.
We've got a problem.
Right.
And so I've decided that I got mad about this, and I'm really kind of trying to figure out what can be done. And there is something that can be done, Bill. And I really always try to come on not just complaining about stuff, but having some kind of solution that people can do.
Right.
And I really hope people will do this. I've set up a website. It's very simple. It's stopdoj.com. Stop DOJ, Department of Justice.
Right.
Stopdoj.com.
And get ready, because DOJ is going to be replaced with FBI. You know, it's going to be, as it's, well, even though they're part of DOJ, but it's going to be, you know, stop IRS, all the three-letter agencies that have been
stop
so compromised.
IRS, stop the Corporate Homeland Security.
Get ready.
Be
yeah.
The whole gamut.
Yeah, we're going to stop. Yeah.
Yeah, this
you know,
thing is really.
Yeah. But like you say, what they did on just on the blush, on the first blush, it's all about intimidation. I mean, for them to do this the way, you know, come in 6 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock in the morning, home or Alaska, this kind of stuff. I mean, no knock. I mean, it's like, what do you think? John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute reports all the time about these, you know, these no-knock warrants that they're doing. And, you know, 80,000 SWAT raids last year that have been the militarization of the military. See, this is all giving the perception of, you know, law enforcement, Department of Justice, all this being so out of control. And, you know, and here we are left to kind of defend, you know, the good guys of, you know, that we need to have in place, because we need to have law and order. And who is going, you know, who's going to do that? Stacey Abrams? I mean, she's going to be the queen of law and order, or, you know, some of these other would-be psychologists to say, oh, or who was the brain trust? You know, one of the politicians said that, we're going to take guns away from people that just make a normal, you know, traffic stop. Who knows from a normal traffic stop what police officers have to go through? You know, when they make statements like that, it's like, wait, would you sit down? You don't know what you're talking about. And we want to stop you from embarrassing yourself in front of everybody, because it's clear you don't know what you're talking about.
100%. We're really kind of a twisted between here, because you've got, on one hand, there's a wholesale attack on the policeman on the street who's just trying to do their job. And we've seen that in the Columbus shooting, where clearly a person was trying to take another person's life. The police officer saved a person's life, and they're still attacked for doing so. We right. saw in New Mexico where a police officer gets out of his car, is shot, gets out of his car, falls to the ground. You can hear him moaning about it and in pain. He gets up. And he doesn't sit there and hide behind the car. He moves forward. He confronts the suspect. He ends up shooting the suspect, and then kind of really goes back and ends up kind of collapsing. You know, that's heroism. That's amazing stuff. And every single day, every police officer on the street faces that same kind of situation. They don't know which person is going to try to do something bad to them. And so they are, and the more people are encouraged to do this, the more people are told to hate cops, the worse it is.
Exactly.
And then on the other side,
who wants that job?
Nobody wants that job. Well, we know the single biggest, the big cities are having a huge problem attracting new recruits. They basically, their police forces are emptying out. Anybody who can retire is retiring, so it's a big problem. And on the other hand, we've got the Department of Justice, who's engaging in such egregious civil rights behavior that we have to try to rein them in without eliminating law enforcement and enforcement of laws. And that's why getting Congress to take a look at, to go after Department of Justice in their budget and do things like, simple things, say, you cannot contract out your intelligence gathering operation to third-party private groups. That's what DOJ just started doing, and they're doing it because third-party private groups don't have to respect your First Amendment rights. DOJ does. And so by contracting them out, they're trying to get around the Constitution. So we can do things, and Congress could do things on the appropriation bill for Department of Justice, but they only do it if people are yelling at them. We have to make members of Congress mad that they have to.
Go to Get Liberty for more information.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the
experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A juror in the Derek Chauvin murder trial of George Floyd may have given the former Minneapolis police officer justification for a new trial. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Brandon Mitchell, a juror in the Derek Chauvin trial, may have jeopardized the guilty verdict by attending a rally last year and wearing a Get Your Knee Off Our Neck /BLM t-shirt, raising questions about whether he told the truth during jury selection. Mitchell, known as Juror 52, told Minneapolis news outlets Monday that he attended the August 28th march in Washington, D.C., featuring speeches by George Floyd's siblings, while a photo circulating online of him and his cousin show the t-shirt as well as a Black Lives Matter hat.
Even though he was found guilty of three counts, under Minnesota statutes, he'll only be sentenced on the most serious one, second-degree murder. Mr. Chauvin will be sentenced at 2:30 p.m. Eastern, June 25th. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I get cut off there. Or if that's what you want to do, to join in with the rest of America's patriots to push back on, what's going on with the justice system. I mean, we have to do this and be vigilant because, as we learned, the last time Biden was anywhere close to the Oval Office with Barack Obama at the time, you had the weaponization of all these three-letter agencies, and some of that has carried over. And, you talk about systemic. This is systemic. You know, you get people a badge, a gun, and power, and, they're all that in a bag of chips, knocking down doors and, going after people in, wherever it is, Alaska, and all because, a facial recognition. I mean, it's amazing how they're going after these people, and it's unbelievable. I want to bring Bill Pascoe from the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund. He's political director and TPP's man in Washington on here. You know, Bill, you're there in Washington, and the thing is that I keep scratching my head over is for all this hoopla that the Justice Department has been exercising themselves over. You know, we got one day there on January the 6th, and we're ignoring, the summer of love and, over 100 days and almost $4 billion in property damage. But I'm not hearing a lot of arrests, of Black Lives Matter, Antifaites, that the Justice Department is going after. But yet for this one day on January the 6th of 2021 and people exercising their civic duty and responsibility and desire for a free country, people are, getting thrown into jail. They're, losing their jobs, all kinds of implications as a result of them just saying, hey, look, I want to exercise my right as a citizen of this country.
Well, you're absolutely right, Bill. Billions of dollars worth of property damage.
hundreds of businesses destroyed, most of them small businesses. Let's talk about that for just a moment, the impact. When a small business shuts down, whether because the owner has come to the end of his projected business life, he says, you know, I've done this for 50 years and it's time to shut down, sell off the hardware store and whatever. If that business shuts down, you're talking about losing jobs immediately for the employees who work in that business. You're talking about ancillary effects because now
exactly.
The restaurant down the street that serves the employees of the four other businesses on the street, those four businesses close down. Guess what? The restaurant closes down too. It has a multiplier effect. So
exactly.
We can talk about hundreds of small businesses, but tens of thousands of people were affected by the riots last summer, 100 days of rage all over the country. This is the worst case of selective prosecution that I can remember seeing in my 60 years of watching this stuff. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. It's wrong. It's not what the rule of law is supposed to be about. The rule of law says that it applies to all of us equally.
Exactly.
And in order for the rule of law to apply to each of us equally, that means that the people who make decisions on enforcing the laws must remove from their consideration their own political biases. They're supposed to apply that law equally without favor. And that's not what's happening now. You're absolutely right, and it's very troubling.
Well, when you look at the video, Bill, there was a small number, relatively small number. I think in total, what are they saying? Maybe a couple hundred people actually went into the Capitol, right? Went into the Capitol building, something like that. It was a
right.
small
you're,
number.
If you're
by comparison.
Fewer than 1,000.
Yeah.
So far, they've brought cases against about 400.
Right. That's what I'm hearing. Okay. So, first of all, you look at that number there, and also, which seems not to be taken into consideration, many of the people that found themselves inside the Capitol building were near invited, if not specifically invited, by the Capitol Police just to come in. And when you look at the video, you see them walking through the Capitol like as if they were on some guided tour. I mean, they stayed within the stanchions. They weren't pulling down monuments. There wasn't down. Yes, you had that one hot spot where Ashley Babbitt was shot, where the guy was knocking down the window. And we still don't know. Of course, there's a big cover up there, which police officer, you know, shot her. And, you know, but outside of that, I mean, you talk about something being mostly peaceful by comparison, but CNN doesn't understand what mostly peaceful is because they're so prejudiced. I mean, because what defines mostly peaceful is when you have buildings burning behind you as you do a news report, then that defines mostly peaceful, I guess.
Well, according to CNN, you're right.
Yes.
Mostly peaceful to CNN and MSNBC is
right.
Not what most of the country would call mostly peaceful.
Right. But in this case here, again, the mix of people that were in the Capitol building, I mean, some people, you know, again, how do you adjudicate those people where the Capitol Police said, yeah, come on in? I mean, and they did. They invited them in. So what do you do? Do you, you know, I mean, to me, I mean, with anybody, I mean, you could probably, you know, hit them with a trespassing, you know, ticket or something, you know, minor and call it a day. But there was no, you know, other than the window and a couple, I think there was a couple of doors or something. It was minor, you know, minor structural damage, you know, that happened. But there, you were thinking, oh, my God, it was the storming of the Bastille here.
Well, you're right. And for the vast majority of people, the vast majority of people who went onto the Capitol grounds when they shouldn't have did not know that that the Capitol building itself had been shut down to visitors for almost a year at that point, right? The Capitol building was basically shut down in the middle of March of 2020 because of the pandemic.
Right.
So that territory, those grounds that tourists had been able to walk through, all you had to do was walk into one of the entrances and, you know, walk through a magnetometer just like you do at the airport.
Right.
And guess what? Lots of tourists fly into Washington, D.C. as tourists from
right.
other places. So they're mm-hmm. used to going through a magnetometer. So it used to be the case that all you had to do was walk through a magnetometer, have your purse or your briefcase scanned, and boom, you were let free in the halls of Congress to do whatever you wanted, to go wherever you wanted. And I guarantee you that the vast majority of the people who came into town specifically to attend that rally, and therefore a subset of which ended up moving a mile and three quarters down Constitution Avenue towards towards the Capitol, they were not aware that the Capitol building had been closed off. And most of them, and keep in mind, even if you want to take the most negative view, the most negative narrative says that the people at the front of the line were the ones who pushed over the barricades. Okay, if you're not within 100 yards, if you got a mass of people and you're 150 yards behind the people in front, by the time you get to the barricades are down. And you didn't see anybody pushing down the barricades. All you know is you have an unencumbered walk right into the Capitol. How are you to know that there were barricades there 20 minutes ago? The barricades are down now.
No, good point.
You have no idea when the barricade.
Yeah.
No, so, excellent point. Unless you were in the very front of that line pushing, you literally had no way of knowing, I'm not supposed to be here. There was no line of demarcation any longer. And that's the situation that judges are going to have to be thinking about when they think about the vast majority of these cases that they're going to be dealing with.
Well, not to mention the Capitol Police. I mean, here we just had this big 9/11, you know, commission thing about the protection of the Capitol building and everything like that, and it failed. I mean, miserably. I mean, because if this was a national security issue, and basically you had the Capitol Police tuck and tail, or, you know, just whatever for optics, told, hey, stand down, do whatever, you know, God only knows the whole truth behind all this stuff, Bill, because it turned into a perfect storm narrative for Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the Democrats to say, look at, you know, it's those Republicans, it's those Donald Trump people, you know, that we've been telling you for the last 4 years are absolutely insane, they're out of their minds, and here they are, they're trying to, you know, take over the government and disrupt our democracy, right?
Well, a perfect storm is an apt description, because that's exactly what it was. You had so many different things coming together on that one day that it became a perfect failure all around.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the Democrats are good at this. They really are. I mean, the Republicans, they're like little brown belts, you know, trying to come against 10-degree black belts in, you know, handling propaganda and narrative like this, Bill Pascoe, I'll tell you. Appreciate you as always coming on. He is the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund Political Director, TPP's man in Washington.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Gotta finish this today. Hoy tenemos...
Cristiano's construction projects typically run smoothly, but this project's pipeline is about to burst.
Yo, boss, where do you want us to put this?
To the left. Your other left. John.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
School
schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, that is the challenge, right? With all the headwinds out there, a pandemic we're dealing with, a government that seems to be running amok, a $6 trillion proposal of spending more of the people's money when nobody wants to talk about, hey, why don't we just handle the money and the cost of government that we're dealing with right now? But no, let's expand it all the more. How does that make sense? But, we've got these people that are just so smart that Nancy Pelosi said they could be working 3 or 4 other jobs. And I'm saying, well, wouldn't that be nice if they maybe worked some other jobs? Because based on the results here, I'm not seeing it. Whether we're talking about education, I mean, here for all the money we spend in education, we're 27th. Are you kidding me? I mean, I'll tell you to be part. And part of me really grieves for the profession of the education industry, and it's become an industry. But when you look at individual teachers, because I've got teachers in my family, and I grieve for them because they're part of an institution that works against its primary reason to exist. That it's all been so politicized, and it's all about being served instead of serving, which is what education at its very heart is all about. John Tamney joins us. He's the director of the Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks, and he's got a new book out, When Politicians Panicked, and it tells the tragic story of how, in response to a spreading virus, global politicians mindlessly pursued economic desperation, starvation, and death as the cure. John, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Great to be here.
Well, boy, the book really puts it exactly right on the crosshairs, and you give us quite the North Star to consider here, because I believe that's what we need to do. We need to hit the reset button and find our freedom North Star here, John.
Yeah, always. Let's never forget that economic growth is fairly basic, and there's no mystery to it. As individuals, it's our default position to produce.
Yes.
We produce in order to get things. And so if the question is economic growth, the answer is just ending the lockdown, ending the limits on our ability to produce, and the economy will be fine again. Any kind of government spending is a non sequitur. And we know this because no one was calling for it back in February of 2020. And why weren't they? People weren't locked down, and the lockdowns and the restrictions, and you don't need to waste all this money that would actually be a wet blanket on growth in the first place.
You think we would have learned from the previous administration, when I say previous, I'm talking previous to Donald Trump, and that was the Obama-Biden administration, they really, I mean, you talk about locking things down, they locked down the powerhouse employee base of our country. People not happy. Unemployment, you know, skyrocketing. People finding themselves working, you know, three jobs to kind of keep up with things. The black market, this is the other thing that nobody talks about, John, and that's the black market industry of people, because they had to survive, were working two or three jobs and working under the table. That wasn't being taxed. It was being taxed when they bought something, but it wasn't in participation with the overall tax liability that we all share in. And so now it's like it's back, because here you've got people who are paid to stay home. But I'm going to tell you that a good percentage of those people, because, you know, like you said, it's inherent. It's built in to the American spirit. And I believe in overall humanity. So whether you're here in America, I don't care, anywhere in the world, people need, in order to be satisfied, to have this sense of productivity and accomplishment. And and what's happened is the government is stealing that away from them by giving them all this money, and they don't have to go to work. And so here are these businesses saying, hey, look, I can't hire people because they don't want to go to work. Well, guess what they're doing? Some of them are working, but they're working under the table, off the books. And, you know, and I don't know what that number is, but I see that number growing, because people, just to your point, is that in their natural instinct is they got to work.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, look, it's always dangerous when government is the major bidder against the private sector for workers. But this is what happens when government throws money at the problems of its own creation. The reality is that people were working at high levels in February of 2020. And then when you lock down the ability, when you limit the ability of people to work, when you quite literally threaten businesses with being cut off by electricity if they reopen, you're going to have a lot of workers sidelined. And right. So politicians, I don't think they realized, left and right, they realized the damage that they were capable of doing in such short order, at which point they hoovered $2.9 trillion from the economy that was already harmed to basically throw at their mistakes. And certainly one of the results is pulling workers out of the workforce. I think you're right. You know, anytime people talk about an unemployment rate, we have to look somewhat skeptically at it. A lot of work is always hidden from government, and with good reason. And I'm happy to hear that, because I think anything that limits the inflow of dollars to government is something good for the economy and good for freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just that, you know, to your point, is the government once again incentivizing all the wrong behavior and getting all the wrong results. Because the other damage that occurs, John, you know as well as I do, if you're not going to work, you lose your edge. Your acumen drops. You know, so for those that are saying, hey, I'm going to stay in mom's basement, I'm getting paid to stay here, I'm getting paid pretty good money, tax-free, why bother? You know, somehow they justify they've earned a vacation, you know, but man, 14, 15 months, gosh, I remember when I was in school, in grade school, and, you know, about 4 weeks of summer was okay. And we started getting fifth, sixth, seventh, because we'd, you know, be off for like 8 weeks back in those days. It's so long ago, you know. And so, about the fifth or sixth, I started getting antsy. It was like, okay, it's time to go back to school. And, you know, and I think about these kids today who have been out of school for over a year. You know, what have we done to these kids? The damage, these unintended consequences brought to you by the brain trust of our government. And Donald Trump warned everybody. He warned everybody loud and clear. He said, do not let the solution be greater than the disease. And this is exactly what's happened.
Yeah, no, and invariably it is. And any time you get the federal government involved with mistakes made on the local and state level, you're going to get this. Because let's never forget, if there hadn't been a federal solution to the lockdowns in the first place, there never could have been lockdowns. Basically, what came from the federal government subsidized this monumental error. Yeah. But, you know, look, at broadly, it's true. It's undeniable. I always argue with people that happiness is hard. And it is because it comes with a lot of effort. It's hard to be happy when you're not doing anything. And so
exactly.
The sooner we can get people back doing things, the better. But I think what's crucial there is that it can't be a solution. Mm-hmm. The problem, we're in a difficult situation now because the political class is prone to solutions. Mm-hmm. No, the default for free people is to be productive, to right. want to achieve things. And so just stop the checks, stop the spending. Mm-hmm. The economy will recover on its own. It always does.
Exactly.
And with that reduced spending, there will be more capital out there for private industry to get back moving. And with that, you'll see people working again.
Well, Tocqueville's observation of the American spirit was right on, you know, exactly to your point. And that is, left to our own devices and our own strength and desire to, oh, yeah, eat and put food on the table for our families, we're going to do what it takes. We're going to rise to whatever challenge that comes our way. But when the government comes in and think that they know better. I mean, this is the same government that, you know, executed the war on poverty, that has invested over, you know, I think it's well over. They're kind of loose on the estimate. But, okay, I'll give them the break and say somewhere between 25 and 30 trillion. But I think it's closer to $30 trillion on this war on poverty. And how well have we done after $30 trillion? I don't think the government can stand up and claim some sort of grand achievement after $30 trillion. And we're going to allow them to take over the current problem that we have right now? I mean, to our own pain and agony, we have done this.
Yeah, let's never forget that things like poverty, they can't be bought away. Mm-hmm. If they could be bought away, it would have already vanished.
Yes.
The reality is that poverty is a consequence of individual malaise in a country like this. We live in the greatest free trade zone of prosperity the world has ever seen. If you don't like your situation where you are in the U.S., you're free to move with about 50 wildly prosperous states in search of that which elevates you uniquely. And so it was always a mistake. I've always argued that we won the war on poverty 245 years ago. How we know that is the world's poorest continue to risk everything in order to get here.
Exactly.
And so the answer is once again, just getting out of the way, not subsidizing a behavior that leads to more of it. And so, you know, let's never forget that when we get pessimistic in the United States, mm-hmm. to the rest of the world, they marvel. They say, what are they mad about? Because a bad day in the U.S. economically is boom time anywhere else. And I think it's important to remember that, yes, the political class here makes big mistakes, but Americans achieve despite, and they achieve on a level that the rest of the world can only aspire to, but probably
exactly.
Measure up to.
No, you're exactly right, and this is why a government of four by we the people needs to be exercised. We the people have a responsibility to protect ourselves, our families, and our other, you know, patriots in this country that want the same thing. They just want to be left alone, you know. Let's manage government to have it be the right size. I mean, with all this money we're talking about, John, not one person have I heard said, hey, can we try to make government more efficient? I mean, well, if somebody probably came up with that idea, he'd probably be assassinated right on the spot, right?
Well, but also you just can't. There's just this notion of efficient government that presumes that you can get efficiency out of something that doesn't mm-hmm. suffer market mechanisms. And I think this is a mistake that both sides make. They talk about affordable.
Got to leave it right there, John. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it. John Tamney. Appreciate it.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.